seeking to take the competency of the people here in facilitating this cooperation. We just thought you align a substitution for paragraph A of that term. Perhaps you include two words, merely stating every organized state must seek to ensure that it is execution planning or implementation of infrastructure or future spatial planning and land use is not in conflict with the strategic integrated project. It's always that seek to just put that cooperative term into the
Thank you. Spatial planning, i.e. where you get certain values of urban centers, etc. of those there is a separation between A and B in that it's being referred to an infrastructure project. Am I being clear or?
You are not being clear. It says here, every organ of state must ensure that its future planning or implementation of infrastructure or its future special plan of intervention is not in conflict with any strategic project project implementation. Every organ of state. So, it doesn't refer specifically to any project. It says then, in that spirit, this doesn't therefore mean that the powers and functions of the lower sphere are going to be in the robot, are going to be interfered with. This is my understanding. And that's the same spirit that is actually captured in 2:2. Because it was, we requested 2:2, remember it wasn't there. We requested 2:2 so that we can make it clear that we don't tamper with any constitutionality of any sphere of government. So, if we make laws that are maybe going to be not sure, so this is an intervention bill, it's not just a normal bill. It's an intervention bill that, otherwise, if it was in that a normal bill, I would agree. But this one says, people must begin to align because they have ordinary functions and powers that they are currently not utilizing. But then this speaks to fast track. For you to fast track, you need to also enforce certain things to be done accordingly. And this law is trying to do that so that you differentiate between a normal way of doing things, which is, of course, under the intergovernmental relations framework is. It is there. It allows that kind of interaction where you would speak to do what. But this one is an intervention that is over and above the intervention framework of the institution. Do you want to come in and put my personal motivation? Before you come in, you can get more.
No, I just want to say what the chief said. I mean, the argument is the chief duty is to clear up and amplify the relationship between state and government, firing up the separate laws, beginning of the law dealing with the relationship. I mean, that is our option.
nutrients and everything. I think with the organization that you bring together, but in working with individual operative charge or spirit, for a charge staying in the same place, when it comes to future planning, when it comes to future spatial planning, we must see future, we must have this GQ objective thing. Then a B goes further and says it is when it comes to the implementation phase. When we're not mutually focused on the planning, we're focusing on implementation. That must be done with the same spirit. What C does is basically says then, if there is a problem, any dispute which arises in the application of A must be resolved. So then because we're seeking, we're operating, and we're trying to give a space for everybody to be heard, everybody's competent to be respected. If there is a dispute or there is a clash, then C gives a mechanism whereby that dispute can be resolved. So it comes and says, well, because everybody doesn't always agree, you can have different interests in the different spheres. What happens then? Interdisciplinary arises, must be resolved in terms of the intergovernmental relations. So that can give you mechanism. That one speaks more to a mechanism in the application paragraph than it does to a function or an action paragraph.
So you feel that there must be another negotiation apart over and above prior designation. So here we are talking designation and implementation of this. So there must be that negotiation again on whether people are agreeable. Because this is fit to ensure. It's a challenge. To me it's like you going to start renegotiating again. But it sets up straight that if in the spirit of A, make sure that we do not, what we are saying, we do not put aside the power of the different states. It also says, in that, in doing so, nevertheless, there are any resistance, we are then saying we need to resolve and prove the interest and interpretation. So, is there, maybe I should ask the question to them, is there any risk if we don't contribute in terms of A4?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Let me hear, let another professor, let me listen to
Thanks for the question. I'm also following your argument that 4A says every organ. It doesn't say the commissioner or the provincial or the local. So that it speaks to every organ. So that it's not necessarily making one to be above the other. The way every organ of state got up to there, it already tells me that it respects any organ in its own right. So that if we have must, I don't think that must is speaking in favor of any of the spheres. I think that must protect or enhances the sphere individual. So I tend to think must is a better way unless better arguments are made. But it is good that you are arguing this because maybe we are missing something, you know, as non-lawyers. So the more you convince us, the more you can advance your argument, you know, that appreciates it. Thanks for this.
Yes,
I'm trying to think aloud here, and I think this must represent super school. And if you say, when you put mask, is maybe you are discussing, I don't know if you're talking to do whatever you're supposed to do. But the fact of the matter is that
law itself is specific. It tells you what to do. It's going to do it in trouble. So, it's simple what to do. And if we maybe become lenient in other quarters, it's not maybe going to, you know, have adding consequences. You know, that people end up reading their own expression regarding what the person does.
income, of structures, you have PIPC, you have Manco, all the whole of those substructures, where there is consultation and discussion, and prioritization. Then you have normal infrastructure projects, like I said before, that do not fall under the 18 that are set up in Schedule 3. Now, where there is, this is what this section 8.4 speaks to, where a normal, where a province, well, some local government institutions wants to build a school or clinic or pump station, etc., where those two spheres want to build those things which do not fall within a strip. That is where H4 then deals with, because you'll see it says implementation of infrastructure or future special planning. It's not in conflict with any step. So we have to ensure that these two are not confused, notwithstanding the fact that there are structures and mechanisms within the PIPC to deal with the fast tracking of a step. These are in relation to infrastructure projects which are not covered within a step, to show that there is no conflict there. And where is a conflict, that there are mechanisms available to the different spheres of government to sort that out. So this is where a fall comes in.
And the definition of at the age four, you try to explain how the state organs must ensure the incorporation of their programs and their projects. That's my understanding. So, in whatever that is, for instance, it might say, if you are planning, for instance, if you have designated a thing that includes your area of jurisdiction, your planning, therefore, should be incorporated into the big project. That's what you said. You shouldn't have a different thing that's going to be something else, whether you have that's what you said, in my understanding. Other members and that's why it's interrelated. It's because you're talking to the whole session is talking about definition and implementation of data. So it sort of redirects, because it avoids a situation where you're going to be saying, okay, we have Department A dealing with a big project that involves one. But then somebody else in another department, let's talk about the department, might be like, no, let's leave that one, we have our own plans. Remember, this depends on the finances of the municipality, of the province, of the national, of any organic state. And then everything should be redirected, including national, and redirected to refocus, so that they give priority to the implementation. So to me, this is what it says. It says refocus everything to what it is, so that you are not simply doing your own thing. But there are people who might say, I don't want to do that anyway, it doesn't involve the international thing. This is saying refocus, because it's not just the national. But national doesn't have any area of implementation at the end of the day. This is for the country, and therefore focus your attention to that. Am I wrong in that?
Not sure. I'm not disputing that. What I am saying is that they are two different governments in their own infrastructure. So always that they're trying to do is seeking to align those two different parallel functions. That doesn't say that you should stop. And it doesn't say that you should either neglect whatever you're doing and just go to the it's trying to not be as prescriptive, and that's what it's like I said in the beginning, that the members feel that to stay as a mass, then we'll stay as a mass, then the powers will be.
Okay, and then for the synthesis,
my understanding is that when the first event is the legal team was saying to us, we want to replace truth and correction, not the correction. Mass, life, fiction, and I am. The ethics, or they don't say, not the ethics, or the ethics. So now, if the ethics is to be honest, my observation is that if we are saying it must speak truth, then we are. Because we are, as a person who comes from local government, I know that we normally, as we say, say national
representative.
I'm on the right now, okay. And so, as a person who comes from local government, I know that the argument that we normally advance is that national normally comes with a deep rather status for us and all that. So now, this statement is trying to address those kind of things. And taking again the being part of it, it's very clear to say it does not interfere. Maybe we want to explain the Bureau's eight part of it. And I think I want to agree with them, with the legal team to say it's okay to say much.
Thank you, Dr.
Malakma. No, I was raising my hand to see that we're struggling with this 4A. Maybe we should pass this and proceed with another subject to it later after the
conference.
Thank you.
There must be order too. And that's the Mohan.
I support my colleagues. The learned friend says that is to help to greet the bee, the technical level, assist us understanding the spirit of the bee. So it doesn't harm any context. I honestly don't have a problem.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you want to have another?
I want to withdraw my question.
Then it's related, please. Okay. I want to suggest that we have a party.
So
caused by growth. We said we can have everything in the field. Have the table. Then we start with the first page of it. We look at the clean measurements. Because that's the one that we focus our attention on. Yes.
Yes, Chairperson, I just wondered, we think that the committee to look at the one tag version of 6214, this is precisely the bill that you have been dealt with, and the changes that have been made yesterday and the day before are marked in yellow. So it's a bill that we do. It's the bracket, the one with the bracket, and the line. So,
this one
is not the same. Yeah. The one which says version 06214. That is the bill that you have been dealt with, and have dealt with yesterday and the day before. The clean version is all the bracketed matters have been omitted, and the underlining of the line that has been taken over.
Well, if I understand you well, Mr. saying the whatever it is, a clean version. Yes, just that the clean version has no underlining in the process. There's no harm in dealing with the whole of the I suggest that we look at the both of them so that we can see the little changes that we need to do. So it's not to waste more time, can we? I'm sure I didn't think that we will be taking this long. So today I'm going to just go breathing and going. I thought it was just an hour to our meeting. Can we then go back to the first page? I need to clarify them. According to the understanding I have, as to the legal people's or persons' explanation, what we're going to be taking or HUD is the clean version. But now for the purpose of this meeting, we have to look at the version. That's the point. Then we make the meeting. May we then proceed? What? Oh. Let us go.
Because we were dealing with the technical issues here, and my colleague has just decided to his office for something special to do with him. And I said, she's close, but I get the sense that you might be going on the cross-by-cross business too, okay? I would ask the scientists that if you do what you're doing, the technical stuff, then you can always be as fortunate as that to be able to do.
No, we're not fortunate
yet.
Gerald,
do you think
with the because anything that we discuss today needs concurrency, that earnings the decision is
on the issues of the subject. which society and who is the
No, no, no. We're looking at the bill. We want to continue with the bill and finalize it today. If we're looking at page one, we're not going to go back to page one. We are agreeing on page one. We're going to look at page by page instead of just looking at the technical, because they're taking much of our time. They are still part of the bill. So we will still go back to them through the process of our plan. The only difference is that we are now approaching it. That's all. So can we deal with page one so that we don't...
So
the page one we are looking at is the clean version, page one.
We're
looking at both of them, because this is as the as cut by the circular commission.
Okay.
This is as resolved by the circular commission. The same thing, but the other one is giving you indications of what has been added. Now we're going to be removing, as introduced in the National Assembly, proposed sessions and describes, what, we just remaining with as presented by the Commission. That's what's going to be challenging now. Are we in agreement? Can I get an approval on that, gentlemen?
Give an approval, but also just to ask a question on the same page one.
Okay.
The clean version today with this mic, they switch on and off. As presented by portfolio policy on economic development, I'm just asking, are we sure it should be on and not off?
The English can be the English or the legal? I don't know.
I think it's legal because it's a name.
Yes.
Right.
We have a policy on economic development. That's my understanding. But can you be advised by the law?
Thank you, Chairperson. If you are the portfolio committee of a mean that you are, lack of a better word again, a product of that department, and Parliament is outside over the department and what the department does. So you, the committee in the department, is a portfolio committee and the semantic area of that department.
Are we
at
this one? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Maybe let's proceed. If we're comfortable with page one, as it is, this is how we're going to present the color of the page. Can we do the second one? Second page. Can we be quick? Let's say it down.
Just the reference to the state in the first paragraph there. I feel it would be much better if we stick with the Republic instead of the rotten voice of the state promoted. Because we're talking of the birth of the Republic and giving to the Republic. I feel much more comfortable with the Republic than the state. Because the state can mean a lot of things in this administration.
Maybe for consistency.
Yes.
Any problem with that?
Let's for the chair.
And let the member come.
I think this should challenge us to go back to
generally how we, if I recall, I think we usually say the goals of the state. I don't think we say the goals of the republic. So it sounds as if we should retain state.
Thank you. Let them move on, and then we'll get guidance from the
Minister. No, I support Mr. Development goals of the state. Development goals of the state. Kind of strategic goals that the state wants to achieve.
You're not suggesting that the state is where the republic is.
No. He's just saying that we need the key to the development of the government. May we get guidance from the Governor? And then Mr. Smith. Thank you, Chairperson. If you look at the other position sentences in the long title, everything else speaks to where change of public means the citizens, the people of Africa. When you refer to the state there, it refers to the executive of government, of government. So the development goal of the government, which includes the executive of the
That's it. Thank you very much.
So
if we agree with the issue, can we move? Oh, sorry, Mr. Smith, are you
I find it pretty agree that state should remain. State is, should be, and here I differ a bit from my colleague, but state should be just, should be front from citizens of government. State remains, even when there's changes of government. And so the word was here, the crumbling.
Yeah, although used in the normal lingua interchangeably, but I think the truth is right. State will always be given outside the collective. Yeah. Yeah, I only understand. Okay. Can we then get a move on to page 2 for the number 14 and then the number 7? Thank you. Can we move to page 3? Can I just ask something before I move to the right? There's something we call the table of contents. We did a reflection, and then there's part 1. Is this a normal way of looking at this? Is it just like that? Okay. Can you move to page 3? Thank you. There was a move and a second.
Advisor.
tell you, I'm just, why you feel that you have those shifting colors in the street, that kind of people that you can stop and be that. Thank you. Do I miss them enough? Any more? Page 7, any more? Let them move. Second line, page 8. And let it down.
Of the
of the whole section you are going to do. Thank you very much. Let's get a move on.
G5, I mean. That's what I wanted to do. Both
website to remove old pages. The only difference is that the new version is not color coded. The other one is color coded. So if you agree with that, find that if there was a mover, any second that, then this is enough. Yes, that's why I moved from the page. Now I'm dealing now with the section. So that we don't have to get confused.
Yes, we are not getting confused. Progressing.
Dr. Mohari, you are on the floor now.
I mean for the example, yes.
Thank you. May we move then to the page 15 that still has of the version that we're dealing with, but page 11 and up to 12, part of the 12 is going to confuse you, but we're going to deal with it as 11, 12. And page 13 of the color-coded one. I wanted to avoid this, but unfortunately, you're taking me to deal with this in that way. Because, you know, there's overlap in terms of the page. So that's why I was dealing with the page on the version that we're dealing with. So I'm making it easier for the people who are seeing.
Okay, I should be taking the mission back, but I want us to check carefully on the new version, page 11, on G Roman 3. I know we have discussed the issue at length, but now just on the language, on English. When we say youth employment and economic inclusiveness, including, I just want us to test ourselves whether we think we are sounding correct or whether this needs further improvement on the language. Just inclusiveness followed by including. Thanks, Commissioner. I don't have a proposal at the moment. I just thought we need to reflect. I do have a suggestion so that we replace the including with the particularly.
I thought this is the version that we're going on, the question we are going on. So you want to ask for an experiment. We say particularly in relation to this. And that's what you are saying. Okay. Is there any problem with that? The emphasis, we want to emphasize here the women and persons with disabilities. I don't see that being, unless from the legal point of view, there is a challenge in that.
We're in the committee's hands. We're particularly would change the intention of the course, but it emphasizes the women service decisions that that's the intentions. I don't think there's a problem.
There is this change the meaning. We don't want it to change the meaning, we want it to emphasize, to be clear that in whatever we are doing on this system, we want it to be women and people with disabilities. Satan tells us.
Perhaps let me just read the whole sentence starting at verse 4. The functions of the council are to, and then G, identify the direct, and then 3, the direct and indirect impact of institutional project on job creation, youth employment, and economic inclusiveness, including in relation to women and persons with disabilities. It is the direct and indirect impact of the institutional project on, and then includes in relation to women and persons with disabilities. So it might be repeats the order.
Okay. It sounded like that when they shared it with me. And the
same way. Well, I recall that we had a discussion on this. If you are not making sense on maybe the English use, how we can deal with it, but I still support the way it is crafted. Because part of what we don't want to do is to counterpose the problem of youth unemployment against women.
Yes.
So when we say particularly counterpose, we set them against each other. So I propose that we are going to do a compromise, including in relation to women and women.
Can
we
agree with that
motion?
Yes, but you know, if all the English starts, we think we sound it, we don't think we sound right, then let's go with it. Instead that I wouldn't want us to challenge that on the language part. But on the meaning, only in high is quite right that the intention is. So in other words, let me be convinced by the meeting. Especially because even the lawyers think it's good English, then it's all right.
Thank you. So some of us is a good language, so you bear with us. Anyway, so not because 11 shall. So we get it. Thank you very much. Will we proceed to the next page? You know what? You keep on taking me to the pictures, and yes, you said you don't want pictures. So you now consider the chair. And if the chair is confused, I can imagine what the whole room will be like.
But the committee has worked on this marked version, and we have done our best to clean up the bill. I would suggest that the committee work on the marked version as the previous 2 days. Everything that is that's marked here has been excised or inserted in the clean version. So I suggest if I may that you work on the last version.
So we go back to the student we use the easy and we use the other one as well. Can we agree?
Yes.
Yes.
A
problem?
Yes.
Oh.
If we skip to this version, this is what this is. And what we're doing is we are approving the clean version. So we're going to make mistakes. If you look on page 12 and 13 of the clean version, and you look on page 13 of the version, and we talk about section 5, expropriation of land by commission. Alright? Can you see that? appropriation of land by permission. When you look at the version, in other words, the version that you said you worked on, it's a very, very long version, right? Which means you have now moved from the long version to the short version, which will become the law, right? So we've got to be sure what we are approving here. The point is this. If we work on 13th of the version, we will still have things like 5.1, the commission day. But if you look at 5...
We won't have the commission day, but the commission day, we did all the golden ones.
Yes.
The only sections are the sections which are on the list.
Yes, but you will be looking at this document instead of looking at the one that you have to say, this is the one we are agreeing with. There's a point on set.
If you look at that in context, what is
clear and what is
clear. I agree. Yes, so that you check what is being amended, whether it is correct, we will start to take a
new. Indeed. All I'm saying is that we should all be on the same, honestly, the same page now, have the same understanding of where we are, so that when we are
agree. I don't know where we're discussing,
because that we kept on mixing the pages and the sections.
It's only you, when you came, then we're not sure which page you're looking at, and we referred to you, and you know, you're confused with the truth. But as when we started, I did indicate that we have two documents. And these two documents are going to be using them together. But the one that we'll be working on is this one with color coding, the one that we have, you know, the African version 2.14. And then the clean version. But we need to be sure that this is what we have agreed upon. And then on the clean version, you only check whether the corrected area has been infected. So you have to work very smart on that so that you are able to balance it.
That's what I'm trying to do. So
please,
you don't make a mistake.
Yes, don't make a mistake. The pages I'm going to be talking to are pages of the version that you color-coded here. Can you continue that and so that you make it more clear? So, colleagues, on page 13, or page 12, which we had already agreed to, but the team of us has got back on that area. So now that you've agreed to that, you should send it to either you move the last and the second, then can we move both the goal straight to page 13? Can we move? Can we get any move for page 13? Memo correction? Can we move? Thank you. Any question there? Thank you. Hi, thank you. Can we go to page 14? Any move on? Are you moving? Okay. Maybe my conclusion is the control of the system. Yeah. You can talk. Thank you. Yes, but I asked what is the head for, and I asked you before moving it. So, that's my language. Okay, any second there? Thank you. We will move to page 15. And then move on to page 16. Then final policy, let them hide. Let them hide. Thank you very much. Kate Featherston. Ma'am Featherston.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ben Sakenda. Thank you. Kate Aitken. Page 18. Thank you. your opposition is clear.
Agree on page 18.
Yes.
Yes.
hearing.
All of you.
But then the hearing says, even when you come to page 19, they will not agree with the whole of age that starts from page 18 to 19. That's their decision. But right now, what we consider is page 18, which is part of block 8. Thank you. May we proceed? 18, the second up. Thank you. May we move to page 19? Page 19? Page 19? The same as that?
I move
If you recall well yesterday, the DG said the legal advisor from the department. Would send in for her. They will be discussing, they will be sent to the safety advisor to assist her. But then where we need her attention, we could always call to see that she is satisfied. So because she indicated that because they are in the cabinet of court today, so and they are needed because they have to keep them to some documents. So that's the reason why she will get together and then the documents are not protected. Actually, so she has a central problem, so she doesn't need to talk to. So that's why they are moving here. So I'm not sure how I'm going to approach this matter, but the thing that doesn't say the issue is that the teacher is saying that they wouldn't have a problem. They can deal with it. So what that means? They can deal with it, meaning that they can live with them. It's not
I want to propose, without discussing again, that we take that for SRTS. In other words, every organ of state must ensure that its use are ready so that we don't have issues to thanks for this.
Thank you. I asked a question earlier on. Is there any risk in the current state, the current readiness? Is there any risk? I just was not responded to. I get from the she's not sure whether you want to respond to that now, but I can see that you want to come in, but you're not sure whether you want to come in first. Should you give it her? I mean, at the end of the day, we want to. Who's going to?
Chairperson, the question is there any risk? There will always be a risk. This overarching legislation, it seeks to be in a certain sense prescriptive. We've certified the bill as constitutional with a license, sure. But the argument can also be made that this would be too far for this provision and that this would be a that is an argument that can be made. I'm not saying it's correct or not. We've lost these errors and I say we maybe errors. And perhaps the word seems to might just turn down the and there will be a risk, but it's more a risk.
That's why I think the guy, because we always have this problem now offers is very offered the Bible of my children for time. They can't say that. They can't say something and they will just say something very clearly to know. It's just an argument to be presented. The way we read it and the rationale that the Bible has to lead to behind it, we understand the purpose of it and we understand that purpose not to be to complete this trick. But Gary has mentioned as well, the seek to, we're going on a side of caution, and as Adam said, she's cutting it down to try and give as clear as protection to that rationale, to not be safe as possible. But yeah, I can feel a habit of doing it. Somebody who will tell her can be upset and they try and make the constitutional court. They can't predict what the constitutional court will say, but they can say that they're teaching on their part and they can get their own.
There's always, I think, the way we approach it is all, we always have a sort of a discussion. We have different attitudes or their different interpretations in what each person does have one. And I use the constitutional word, the word they use in the Christian court. I fell on the side of caution. I have less of an appetite for risk than let me say one of my other colleagues. So I tried to make it as less offensive as it can be, because the job of the mission being led by the interests of Parliament and obviously of the magistrates don't want to put legislation out there that will be challenged. But you can never, you know, get that someone will eventually all try to challenge this one if they are happy with it. So in my interpretation, it will be less offensive if you put these peaks to. But then again, I can't say that someone will not try to challenge it, but I don't know.
All right. Remember this being the question of the people. We could also leave it as it is and hear what the little same areas where they might want to challenge. See whether the church also wants to change that. We could still do that. They might believe that it is also not wanting to change it. Or they might want to agree with you if you advise them why they want to change it. Better?
In terms of the rules, yes, I sort of have to put in place a 76 form to link up to the NCLP and then each of the provinces will then propose amendments, and that will be then either enacted on a board or not. When that NCLP amendment is resolved, it comes back to NA and to this committee. The committee will then look at it again and look at those amendments proposed by the NCLP. If they act on those amendments, in this case, C2, the committee can then agree or not agree. If the committee doesn't agree, then it will go to the mediation committee. So it will consist of both members of the NA and NCLP. So there are processes still to come if the members are not sure or want to use the NCLP to see if they make those amendments.
Thank you. Mr. Bergman?
I just want to ask maybe the law advisors, I mean, so if it's going to be constitutionalization of those two words in that clause, why do they have two? Is two to not that you get for you to stop a week?
Because 2-2 is a principle of the action applies to all the provisions, it doesn't take away or weaken any other clause, and vice versa, that clause isn't there either.
Special planning,
you
don't need the competence of the local at the moment, the policy that the planning commission is doing that. and then to face. You know, I wanted to get advice from what you're saying. Because, you know, we seem to be having a different understanding of what 4-8 is, or 4-8 is together. Because no explanation, I think 4-8 is to deal with issues related to the other species of plants. And some part of sending and saying it is not. It's still addressing issues of sending and communication and designation as the heading of the journal. We obviously want to take an informed decision.
In Schedule 5, which deals with excuse of mention of the province, Part A there specifically, Part A specifically deals with provincial planning. Excuse of mention of the province. And special planning plays an umbrella for all of those provincial, town, municipal plans. I mean, that's an umbrella term. And municipal planning is also a concurrent term. This is part B of Schedule A. Part B of Schedule 4. No, Schedule 5 is provincial planning. Local government is Part D of Schedule 4. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Also,
why I'm asking you, because if you feel you do not agree with the sort of the intention and also the explanation that led you to be, which explains your concern. You see, because that was the understanding that you have, and I thought you said yes, you said you understood that. So that's why I'm asking, are you now saying to check everything, including what you have to suggest? Because we didn't have to say anything. This came from you. And having considered what you said, we agreed that this could be inserted. Now you come back again and saying, you are rejecting what you have suggested. So I really don't understand. Because this was your suggestion and we considered your suggestion. Now you are saying you are rejecting again. So you sort of confuse me. We want to understand where you stand in the field.
Thank you for the opportunity to again respond to the message. The problem is, as you can imagine, the structure and all applications must be submitted to the committee. As I argued yesterday, we have preferred words like without undue delays, etc. We also want things to be submitted as soon as possible. Simultaneously, what we say is there are various authorizations, approvals, etc.
Yes, we have the argument. I just wanted to get clarity on where you stand on that point.
I think 15 is well kept up as is, especially enriched by DA's contribution yesterday. And I moved up to 10 by 8, because that concurrence, that spontaneous, merely expedites the action that must be taken by the department. It really expedites that. But it also allows room for those that would not have submitted for the later submission under B. So I move that we accept.
My chair, I support you. We in fact have also assisted the meeting for our direction to be. That it makes it much more easier to understand the point. I support that.
Okay. I think this is what we are moving the intention by the CA. CA is not comfortable with that. But if you say you're rejecting 15, then it means we have no problem with your understanding what you meant. You meant to do. But you also made a proposal for B after the explanation by the teacher that we put notwithstanding paragraph A, of which we did because you are not comfortable with the initial one. So now you are thinking as best that you don't agree with that again, so it's a bit confusing. That's all I wanted to clarify on that one. Because the way there was a process of explanation just to accommodate your input. And that is
yes, thank you very much. Yeah. Indeed, and we're thankful for that. I just realized now that we need to reset because we were saying some of things should not be there, but we accepted the point that we've been raised, and we're grateful that we can add. Instead of saying applications simultaneously allowed for. But we should actually say application submitted and allow for, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. And to allow for.
hypertension, and energy will be there if there are those that can be transferred to energy, but it also allows for more calories. But our biggest concern was that if you say everything comes in at the same time, you may find yourself that it's not possible to do more of a patient or less.
Yes, that's why we
continue
that,
any other law, comma, and then it carries on the process of sit-ups.
connected, and the only purpose is to make the intention more clear. The intention is already there, but it's only to make it more clear and to avoid any misunderstanding.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Chair. Since we agree that natural understanding is the meaning of opposition, because it's very clear and concise now that there's not any question as to which restriction or which person will be underlying. So from our office side, we are happy with the conclusion of our understanding. So,
is that the general
I do not think that it is interesting to me as a committee to try to qualify I found the views which do not know. Because I honestly believe that he directed the meeting in a direct manner. None of the members were surprised for record. So this what we said is completely anyone who is five and further and allow people to record to give a sound the lessons that we can advance in a legal fashion. So I am not surprised to see that it was spread by the minister.
So would you say that proofreading included the cross by cross?
It is not. The issue of requirements that you would like to write a book to write from the last page. The idea of a book is that they can communicate a simple agreement or an exchange on a specific question. As long as the record is kept, the consent rate or if there was a couple of mistakes on the issue or a paper that rejected the issue, that is that objection can be included in the report and to grant that clear assessment on the importance of this issue in the actual issue was raised that is preferable. But my question is that as far as even if they do a special pressure group but also the editor and to put the bill in comparison after that and ask for a final decision on that and then the report is adopted. Okay. Not abstaining that
or the entirety of the bill?
Please check what it means. The issue is that we are not in this case indicating whether we approve or disapprove.
It's not absent. What is the issue?
We abstain from voting for the process.
Can I get some cues regarding how to reappoint that to the limit? And in the response? As you said, it's
thank you, Chief. The way we understand the strength of the party on the limited state is not a secure position or a view now. I think it's open for that party during the House vote to say the differences. So that they still the reason to pronounce on it, but saying that we listen now.
Abstinence, the correct way, that's what I want to confirm. Okay, thank you. We'll note that. Just a second before you come in. No, you can't before you come in. We just finished now. Give us just 35 minutes. Is there another one?
No, I wanted to say that it's important that we know that the portfolio commission team adopts the proposed bill. Even as we know what the representatives of GA are saying, honorable members, but it's important that we say the portfolio commission team adopts.
Yeah, that's taken care of. Thank you very much. Thank you. What do we do then with the members? Or you want to do something else?
No. Yes, we concentrated so much on the bill during the past days that we realized yesterday that the memorandum in the old chiefs does not produce what is currently contained in the bill. The department has reworked the memorandum the memorandum this version that was distributed seems to bring the tabled memo in line with the current book. It really reflects what is contained in the book. The rules make provision for the committee to present their amendments or the draft of the bill and the amended memorandums. I think it's important to have an updated memorandum because the document goes to the NCOP, the NCOP will be able to get some direction from the updated memorandum. It's also important for future interpretation of the law. Of course, my concern is the memorandum. And so I would ask that the Commission committee consider the
thank you. I want to go.
The reviewers or legal counsel research from Bank of Ireland can never be a disaster. It is the division and votes defined through that part of the plan that is a portion and the change that may end the cost that may.
National Assembly made, and that will then be used for the insurance.
saying that we should pause and consider this number. Because it has to go to people. We cannot just say we're passing it without considering consideration. Because a memo includes very important areas which explain the actual memo, the actual game itself. Issues such as the human resource implication, the financial implications, which are put clearly in the memo for everybody's understanding. So how do you propose we do it? We have not included that in our schedule. I want a proposal, and just so that we can be able to, because we only had budget for the adoption of the report. Should we also consider this memo on the platform? What is the freedom of the community? Yes, that you have.
You have to set a new issue.
Okay. Let me look down.
We are going to have to look at it and then we can keep the situation.
Thank you very much. So, we then take it that having adopted the bill, on Tuesday we will be considering the report of the committee and also the memorandum that accompanies the bill. Otherwise, thank you very much, colleagues. We have a report. I can't thank you more for your attention.